Jess Taylor is on her way to Maruya today and joins me now. Morning, Jess.
Yeah, I'm here.
Ah, Jason Coyle just gave you a good rap.
Yeah, I did hear that. I'm very grateful for that. It's a big compliment coming from Jason. He's obviously a great trainer, so no, that was lovely.
Well, I said earlier on, I reckon you would have almost had to stop smiling to fit through the gate coming back. You had a grin that wide.
Oh, absolutely. I still got it on my face. I haven't stopped smiling since the win, that's for sure.
Now, you drew out wide, so your option, you literally had to try and get cover, and you were successful in doing that.
Yeah, like, I was a bit worried about the gate. Obviously, it wasn't ideal. Jason just said to me, look, give her a good dig out, and then he said, you're just going to have to see where you end up. And looking at the form earlier, I thought it was going to be a bit tricky, but I thought, ultimately, if that could be 3 days with cover, that'd probably be as good as it gets, and that's what happened. So I was pretty happy with where I ended up in the end and was able to get a nice bit of cover and then come around the turn, get on the back line that took me into the race around the turn, and when I peeled her off, she did the rest. So, yeah, it was great.
Jess, when did it sink into you that, holy hell, I'm actually going to nearly get the money here?
Probably at the top of the straight, I thought I was in with a chance of at least running top three. At the 200, I probably started getting a bit more excited, but the last 100, I was just like, oh, my God, like, I actually really could win this. But even after the post, I sort of knew I'd won, but it didn't really sink in until Cathy O'Hara came up next to me and said, oh, congratulations, Jess. And I was like, oh, my God, I've just won my first listed race.
It's a wonderful achievement, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You always hope that you get those opportunities, but they're slim and far between sometimes. But, yeah, I'm just really grateful for Jason to give me the opportunity and to Spartan Fields as well to keep putting me on. So, yeah.
Well, fantastic. Now, as I said, and Jason said, he said, hey, she'll hop on some slow ones too and ride them. Don't worry about that. And I'm not saying they are today at Marie. You've got four rides there today. Gay Skier in the second. Got a little each way chance?
Yeah, I think he does. Again, he hasn't drawn great either. So, but, I think he's a definite chance of running top three for sure. My best rider today is probably obviously Carl Luca for Jared Austin. Later in the day, he's drawn well and he should be pretty competitive in that.
Yeah, he's favourite there. Appetizing in the thirds. Only had the one run, then tipped out from it for a spell. But it's in the market, the third, Appetizing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard with those two-year-old races. A lot of first starters in it and that. But, you know, she's at least got a bit of race experience under her belt. So she should definitely go well as well.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, riding a listed stakes winner on Saturday makes the trip to Maruya seem far more pleasant. You can have replays playing on the CD in the car, Jess, the whole lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Makes it a lot easier to get out of bed in the morning sometimes, that's
by the time to get to Maruya, you would have won by eight with a step over toe, old honour.
That's it.
Well, congratulations and good luck today too.
Thanks very much. Really appreciate it. See
thanks, Jess Taylor there. And a great ride on Slightly Sweet in the Winter Stakes on Saturday.